Bernadette was on a mission for her mother. The little girl from the little village of Lourdes was sent by her mother to gather wood for the fire because it was cold in their home. It was cold in the converted jail cell that was the family home in the little village in France. And Bernadette was sent by her mother to gather wood for the fire. Sent by her mother on earth, yet in a grotto near a stream, Bernadette met the Mother of God. On the 11th of February in 1858, the little girl from Lourdes met Our Lady of Lourdes. Now, the little Bernadette seems to be an unusual choice for such a great honor. She was from a poor family. She was, in fact, from a very, very poor family. She was not a good student on those rare occasions when she was able to go to school. She was often very sick with asthma. And in her own opinion, Bernadette was useless. But in the eyes of Mary, she was precious. She was valued. She was loved. And to the little Bernadette, Mary entrusted her message to the world. It was a message of conversion. It was an invitation to prayer and to penance for sinners. It was an announcement of healing for the sick in soul and the sick in body. Our Lady of Lourdes entrusted to the little girl from Lourdes the message of mercy, an abundant healing love that is at the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mary shares the good news with Bernadette, so that Bernadette might share the good news. And the humble little girl from the little village of Lourdes joins with all the holy women whose praises are sung in the scriptures. She joins in the laughter of Sarah and the prayer of Hannah. She joins in the joyful proclamation of Elizabeth and the apostolic announcement of Mary Magdalene, that the Lord is risen and he will meet you in Galilee. In the humble voice of Bernadette, there is an echo of the voice of the Mother of God who says, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word." And son, they have no wine. This little girl from Lourdes, in whom the world saw no promise, announced the promises of heaven to the people of the world. We came here today at the invitation of our mother, the church. We have come to gather wood for the fire of faith and hope and love that burns in our souls, that fire that was set when Christ claimed us through the washing of water and the Holy Spirit, is sustained and strengthened and burns ever brighter when we draw near to the altar of God. We may not be important in the eyes of the world. We might not be good students. We might be weakened by illness in soul or illness in body. The world may not see our value. But we are precious in the eyes of Mary. We are valued. We are loved. Like the little girl from Lourdes in France, the children of God from Lourdes in Monroe have come here to meet the Mother of God. And here she will bring us to her Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will feed us and he will lead us to that kingdom where he lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.